you know, Wednesday, midweek, midday, opportunity to connect with ourselves and the moment and each other, to rest and reset. So I'm really delighted to just continue the journey. And as ever, we'll begin with practice. And I invite you to find your way into the body, into this moment. To nest and rest. And to let it be a soft landing. A gentle arrival into this moment. Practice invites us to sit with alertness, with dignity. We might lengthen through the spine and lift the crown of the head towards the sky. But there's not a rigidity in that sitting. There's an ease, maybe even a luxuriousness to dignity. It's you taking your seat in the center of this moment. And part of what practice offers us is an opportunity to be generous with our attention. In everyday life, we're frequently fragmented in our attention, and we often give half-hearted attention to what's before us, because the mind is planning what's next or thinking about what's unfinished. And when we pause to practice, one way of thinking about what we're doing is we are gathering ourselves, we're gathering our awareness here and now to wholeheartedly attend to this moment. And you might begin by bringing the generosity of your attention to the body. Letting the warm sunbeam of your awareness melt its way through the body from the crown of the head downwards. Slowly, luxuriously, there's no rush. Meeting each part of the body in turn and inviting a softening and a settling. Maybe relaxing through the eyes and the jaw. Opening through the throat. Melting shoulders, a away from the ears, letting the arms grow heavy and at ease, palms soft, fingers relaxed. Seeing if there can be a softening in the abdomen, in the diaphragm, that might allow for a more easeful flow of breath. And with that easeful flow of breath, maybe there's a softening through the back body. The back is one of the places we often collect tension. So can we maintain that sense of strength and dignity, but allow the back to rest? To release. And letting the lower body rest into the support being offered by chair or cushion. By floor or earth, letting go of any unnecessary bracing or tension in the legs and the feet. And then generously offering our wholehearted attention to the breath. Letting yourself become curious about this breath right here. There's nothing else you need to do, nowhere else you need to be. Resting with the breath as if you have all the time in the world. Because you do. Practice allows us to rest in the timelessness of this moment right here. letting the breath be the place that you gather and give the fullness of your attention to. For this period of practice, when you notice your attention has become fragmented, caught up in thoughts of past or future, see if you can gather the fullness of your awareness back into this moment. Generously offering your wholehearted attention to this next breath. See if you can access a sense of contentment that can come with resting right where you are, right here, right now. for these final minutes of this practice, seeing if you can savor the contentment that may arise from wholeheartedly gifting your awareness to this breath, this moment. And as we come to the closing of this practice, perhaps taking a few moments to reflect on what might it be like to be generous with your attention. As you move through your day, to be fully present for the task at hand, to be fully present with the person that you're with, to listen generously, to gift them the fullness of your heartfelt awareness. Taking a moment to reflect on the goodness of pausing, to practice in this way. And out of that goodness, perhaps bringing forward a wish that all beings know the gift of peace and ease that can arise from presence. That all beings know a measure of safety and freedom from the suffering of not belonging, of inattention. May all beings know the gift of loving, connected presence. May it be so. So welcome, and I've been reflecting on sort of what to speak on today, and I'm also curious, to know how you're showing up. It's been an eventful week. And as I've sat with people, people are in all different kinds of places. So I'll just invite, if anybody wants to share, maybe even just in one or two words, like, what's alive for you right now? I might weave that into where we go today. Thanks, Andrea. Karen. Thanks, Karen. Elise. Thanks, Elise. Well, I appreciate hearing, a sampling, and you may be in feel a resonance with some of those shares. You may be having a totally different experience, and I appreciate having those in the room, because part of what I'm finding as I'm sitting with people is there's some sense of, for some people, like, I should be feeling something, like, I should be feeling joyful, or I should be feeling relieved, or I should be feeling anxious, and it's like you're just feeling what you're feeling, and it's not like the roller coaster ride has ended. We're certainly still living in times of profound uncertainty in many respects. Our COVID numbers in Colorado, like so many places, are going up. There's uncertainty about the unfolding after, the election. What now? And so it's a time, I think, for profound gentleness. And in thinking about how to practice today, this idea of wholeheartedness, of gathering our attention. Often our practice focuses on exercising that muscle of mindfulness, of like, oh, here, again and again. And one of the words that's often associated with meditation is this word samadhi, which is sometimes translated as concentration. Can be very hard to concentrate in these distracting, troubled times. And often, true concentration or samadhi requires conditions that are quite supportive. So, sitting a meditation retreat, or taking a day, or, a week to really settle, might help us touch that quality of mind. But one of the other translations that I really like, and I've been reflecting on a lot in the last week, is unification. It is a gathering of sort of our attention. It's an inviting it in. We may or may not find ourselves in laser-focused concentration, but it's sort of this way of calling our attention home. And even calling ourselves home, I think part of what I'm hearing for many people is a sense of fragmentation with all the stressors that are calling for our attention and our energy, and out of that, a fair amount of exhaustion. I've heard that word a lot, that people are feeling tired or weary or stretched thin. I'm seeing some nods as I'm naming that. I know it's true for me. I'm sitting here offering reflections, but it's not because I have it figured out and I'm in some place different than you are. I'm sitting here too, and I was recalling one of my favorite quotes comes from Brother Steindl Rast. He's a Benedictine monk he's probably in his 90s now. I don't know how old. I think I want to say upper 90s. And he has this beautiful quote where he says, "The antidote for exhaustion is not rest. The antidote for exhaustion is wholeheartedness. The antidote for exhaustion is not rest. The antidote for exhaustion is wholeheartedness." And thinking about what our practice offers us, it is this opportunity to gather ourselves in and to offer our wholehearted attention to the moment, to ourselves, to be in one place for this short period of time. And of course we'll drift and we'll find ourselves fragmented in our attention again, but we can keep gathering in and then the generosity of offering our attention to the moment, or our attention to ourselves as the one having the experience of the moment. And that wholeheartedness, I think, might serve us in these times of division. Because when we can experience that, you know, our practice offers us a microcosm of the world. So it's like, what's it like to unify in here? Because we practice internally to understand better how to practice externally. And our world is asking for unification. You know, I'm hearing the anxiety, I'm hearing the sense of disturbance that there's so many people across what we perceive as the great divide. And David, your reflection on how do we heal this? So part of how we heal this is to perhaps get really curious about unification, about wholeheartedness. It's not the whole package, but it might be one of the ingredients. And I don't know if I can find the quote I was looking for in this little article. Maybe I'll see if I can find it when you're in your small groups. But I think that this practice of resting, but not resting in a way of I'm packing myself up and I'm escaping the world, but resting in what is, and we practice with something that's more neutral, like the breath. How do I stay steady? How do I stay gathered and attentive? And how might I carry that out into the world, into my relationships, into my connections, into conversations? And I'll share a couple of reflections I've been drawing on the words of wise beings this week. And Sarah Fields writes, "Hate is just a bodyguard for grief. When people lose the hate, they are forced to deal with the pain beneath." So one way we might think about building bridges is, I think what we see and feel is a lot of the hate, the disagreement, the anger, the difference. And can we, from a wholehearted place, consider cultivating a curiosity about the pain that might lie underneath the hate? There's the famous, I think, I can't remember if it's James Baldwin or Howard Thurman, who also has a quote that's in line with this, you know, that sense of, you know, when we let go of that, we often have to sit in the middle of some really painful places. And I think that's part of where our country is and where it's going, no matter the outcome of the election. And so our practice is a place to gather and rest and touch into a sense of resiliency that we bring forward into the world. So I might just offer that and give you a few minutes with each other to build connection and maybe reflect on, you know, how might wholeheartedness serve you personally? How might it serve our world? Do you relate to this? What gets in the way of wholeheartedness? You know, and what facilitates it? And and I'll set up breakout rooms and let you visit with one another. And we'll take about 5 minutes, and then I'll gather us back for a final sharing and closing quote. So enjoy each other, and I'll look forward to seeing you in a few minutes. And if you haven't used breakout rooms before, you just click on the link that's offered and you're magically transported. Welcome back. And I'll just see if there's anything that wants to be spoken from those conversations. Thanks, David. So there's this gathering in to wholeheartedness and generously offering our attention, and to one of the other ways that manifests is the capacity to see clearly, and maybe to see through or beyond that David's pointing to. So I'll just end with a poem that also points to that. And I appreciate this because I think another sentiment of these times is many of us at moments feel lost. Like, what's going on here? Or where are we? Or where are we going? So this is a poem entitled Found by Frederick Buchner. Maybe it's all utterly meaningless. Maybe it's all unutterably meaningful. If you want to know which, pay attention to what it means to be truly human in a world that half the time we're in love with and half the time scares the hell out of us. The unexpected sound of your name on somebody's lips, the good dream, the strange coincidence, the moment that brings tears to your eyes, the person who brings life to your life. Even the smallest events hold the greatest clues. Even the smallest events hold the greatest clues. So our practice trains us to notice. And I don't know if it's true, but I suspect that it's going to be small moments accumulating like drops of rain that transform, this division that we're experiencing. And so listening, loving, seeing and watching for the small moments of opening or possibility or awareness or connection or insight, and just see what comes. And we'll keep in our weeks, unpacking and exploring how do we do this, practicing internally and externally to foster connection and coherence, that unification. So take such good care this week as ever. It's a joy to be with you, and lovely to have you join us, Lynn.